ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यंकरवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ओम शांति शांति शांति। ओम नमो भगवते श्री दक्षिणामूर्ति स्वरूपाय श्री दयानंद रूपाय परम गुरवे परमात्मने परब्रह्मणे यस्माज्जातं जगत् सर्वं यस्मिन्नेव प्रलीयते येनेदं धार्यते चैव तस्मै ज्ञानात्मने नमः। सप्तमः अनुवाकः, हाफ ऑफ द अनुवाक हैज द ऋग् मंत्र पर्टेनिंग टू दिस डिस्कशन ऑफ एग्जिस्टेंस ऑफ ब्रह्मन एंड यस अ कंटिन्यूएशन ऑफ द सेकेंड टॉपिक। Okay, let us read the first Saptamonuvakaha. Okay, so here the mantra, the Saptamonuvaka seventh anuva section begins with the shlokaha, begins with the mantra. And the mantra reveals the what? Existence of Brahman. So, Brahma Astitva Pratipadakaha Mantraha. Brahma Astitva Pratipadaka Shlokaha. So, here also the seventh Anuvaka again beautifully begins with the mantra which you already saw the explanation of Shankaracharya's commentary. And here again, what is emphatically brought to light is the entirety of the cosmos does not have independent existence at all of its own. Avyakta, avyaktam jagat. Avyakta, avyaktaha prapanchaha. Avyakritam jagate, avyakritaha prapanchaha. The unmanifested, undifferentiated universe. Avyaktam, avyakritam jagate. Avyaktaha, avyakritaha prapanchaha. The unmanifested, undifferentiated universe also exists in Brahman only. Always universe exists. Brahman is absolutely eternal. And in that very Brahman, inseparably, the universe always exists. But how does it exist? In an unmanifested, undifferentiated form, the universe exists. When the universe remains unmanifest, undifferentiated, when what is inseparably the Brahman is Shakti, Shakti Rupena, Jnana Shakti Rupena, Jagad Asti, O universe exists already, always. Unmanifested, undifferentiated form as Maya. And the same Maya Shakti, inseparable Shakti of Maya Shakti of Brahmatma, Brahma Shakti alone, becomes manifested and differentiated as the universe. Then also the universe is inseparable, non-separate from Brahmatma. Therefore what? The new universe has no independent existence at all of its own. It is like the stillness of water is non-separate from water. Waves the still disturbed stillness in the form of waves. Waves also, waves of water are non-separate from water. Stillness of water is non-separate from water. So, the unmanifested, undifferent universe also is non-separate from Brahman as Maya Shakti. The manifested and differentiated world of countless number of forms, names and functions also is non-separate from Brahmatma. Therefore, what? The always universe is mithya. Maya is mithya. Maya karyam jagat is also mithya. Maya is the material cause. Jagati is the karyam. Maya karyam jagat. Maya is non-separate from Brahman. For the Maya to manifest as Brahman universe, Maya has the needs. The adhishtanam is Brahmatma, therefore intelligent cause. Therefore, jagat is always mithya. Maya is mithya. Maya karyam jagat is also mithya. And Brahmatma, the only adhishtanam, the very existence of Maya and Jagat, is Satyam. Satyam, Satyam, Brahma, Satyam, Jagan, Mithya. And this Brahmatma is being all pervasive as the material cause. And he is available, being all pervasive, is also available for recognition in as pure consciousness. And obtaining in him of pure consciousness by its mere existence, by its mere presence, it contributes for the activation of all the subtle powers, all the pranas. The presence sannidhi matrena sarvam karayati. Atma does not do anything. Atma is of the nature of actionlessness. Naishkarmyam atmanaha swarupam. Actionlessness is the swarupam of the Atma. But still, by its mere prasannidhi matrena, sarvam karayati. Atma contributes for the activation of everything by its mere presence, mere existence. Therefore, and everything functions here. So Atma is very much there as the knowledge. Brahmatma is very much there as the knowledge backing the order involved in all the functions. Every existence of life of all the beings. Therefore, this is how Brahman is. And that Brahman, Ahamasmi, I am that Brahmatma. This has to be understood. Let us enter the text now. Asadva idamagra asit. Asadva idamagra asit. Tato vai sada jayata. Asadva idamagra asit. Tato vai sada jayata. Tadatmana gisvayama kuruta. Tadatmana gisvayama kuruta. Tasmatat sukruta mochyata iti. When you're reading, what do you mean when you break it? Tad atmanam swayam akuruta. When you're chanting, tad atmanag swayam akuruta. Asadva idamagra asit. Asadva idamagra asit. Tato vai sada jayata. Tato vai sada jayata. Tadatmanag swayam kuruta. தஸ்மாத் தத் சுக்ருதமுச்யத இதி. ரசோ வை சஹ யத்வை தத் சுக்ருதம் ரசோ வை சஹ ரசக்யேவாயல்லப்த்வானந்தி பவதி. Again, that anuswara followed by lakara should become lakara, that sound as well, nasalized, becomes nasalized. Lakara becomes nasalized. ரசக்யேவாயல்லப்த்வானந்தி பவதி. கோஹ்யேவான்யாத் கஃப் ப்ராண்யாத். யதேஷ ஆகாஷ ஆனந்தோ ந ஸ்யாத். ஏஷ ஹ்யேவானந்தயாதி ரசக்யேவாயல்லப்த்வானந்தி பவதி. கோஹ்யேவான்யாத் கஃப் ப்ராண்யாத். கோஹ்யேவான்யாத் கஃப் ப்ராண்யாத். யதேஷ ஆகாஷ ஆனந்தோ ந ஸ்யாத். ஏஷ ஹ்யேவானந்தயாதி. அசத்வாயிதமக்ர ஆசீத் தத்தோ வை சத ஜாயத. தத் ஆத்மானக் ஸ்வயம் அகுருத். தஸ்மாத் தத் சுக்ருதமுச்யத இதி. Until then we had the mantra. So, idam asid. Take the meaning, literal meaning of this mantra now. Idam asid. Idam means what? This third person singular pronoun, this. And this indicates what? The universe. This universe is the nearest. The universe is nearer also. Know why? This universe is non-distant from the Atma. What is the distance between the universe and Atma? There is neither time distance nor spatial distance. Therefore, from the standpoint of Atma, you have to say idam, not tad. There's nothing away from Atma. Idam ahamasmi. You have to say finally. Idam ahamasmi. Aham idam asmi. I am this whole cosmos. We have to say that later on. Now, idam, this entirety of the cosmos, which is never away from Atma. Being non-distant from Atma, it's meant by this pronoun idam, this. So this entirety of the objective universe, agre asit, idam agre asit, this universe already existed before. Before means what? Before its manifestation. As what? Asat. This universe existed before asat. Va means asad. Why? Indeed, this universe existed before in an unmanifest form. It was there as unmanifest universe, as Maya Shakti, inseparable from Brahman. Therefore, what? Universe was there as Brahmatma, in the form of Maya, inseparably from Brahman. இதம் அக்ரே அசத்வா அசத்வா ஆசித் அசத்வம் அசத்வை. அசத் மீன்ஸ் வாட் ஹியர்? அசத் பிளஸ் வை அசத்வை. சோ சாண்டிங் அசத்வா வி சே. அசத், பிளீஸ் மேக் எ நோட், அசத் டஸ் நாட் மீன் அன்ரியல் ஆர் மித்யா ஹியர். அசத் மீன்ஸ் த யூனிவர்ஸ் பிஃபோர் இட்ஸ் மேனிஃபெஸ்டேஷன். When it was in unmanifest, undifferentiated condition, where it was not available for experience at all, it was as good as non-existent. Even now it's as good as non-existent. But it was absolutely as good as non-existent. Therefore, Asat. The universe is said to be Asat because the universe, before its manifestation, it was an unmanifest condition, undifferentiated condition. Therefore, it was absolutely as good as non-existent. Therefore, universe is meant by the word asat. Understand? So this universe was already there. So it already there means what? It was not non-existent. It was as good as non-existent because not available for experience and enjoyment, because it was unmanifested. Also undifferentiated. Then how was it? It was there as Brahma, one with Brahma, inseparably from Brahma as Maya. Asadva, asadva, asadva idamagra asit, tato vai sadajayata. Tataha, thereafter from that Brahmatma, which this universe which was there name of Maya inseparably as Brahmatma, then became what? Became manifested. Sat Ajayata. The universe came into existence. The universe became manifested and differentiated. Sat Ajayata. The universe which is existent now, which is available for experience now, which is manifest and differentiated, has come into existence from that Brahman. Therefore what? Tad Atmanag Swayam Kuruta, Tad Atmanag Swayam Kuruta, தத் பிரம்ம ஆத்மானம் ஸ்வயம் அகுருத. தட் பிரம்மா பிரம்மன் மேட் இட் செல்ஃப் த யூனிவர்ஸ், மேட் இட் செல்ஃப் த யூனிவர்ஸ். தத் ஆத்மானம் ஸ்வயம் அகுருத. அகுருத மீன்ஸ் மேட், கிரியேட்டட். தட் பிரம்மன் கிரியேட்டட் itself. The Brahman made itself. Swayam made itself by itself. Swayam akuruta, atmanam akuruta. It made itself by itself. It created the universe. It came itself into from the universe by itself. Because knowledge also is Brahma. Material also is Brahma. Therefore, Brahman created created itself by itself as the universe. தது ஆத்மானம் ஸ்வயம் அகுருத. தஸ்மாத் தத் சுக்ருதமுச்யத இதி, தஸ்மாத் தத் சுக்ருதமுச்யத இதி. தெர்ஃபோர் உச்யத இதி உச்யதே. தஸ்மாத் பிகாஸ் பிரம்மாத்மா created itself, made itself by itself as the universe. Brahmatma is said with tasmat. Sukrutam uchyate that Brahman. That Brahman is said to be Sukrutam. Sukrutam iti uchyate. Brahman is said to be Sukrutam. Sukrutam means what? Sukrutam. Sukrutam literally means punyam. Remember the word Sukrutam? Sukrutam means good action, righteous action, which produces punyam is Sukrutam. So punyam is Sukrutam. Punya karma is Sukrutam. But here Sukrutam means what? It is Brahmatma is said to be the creator of itself. So the word Brahman is noted in the word Tasmat Tat Sukrutam Uchyata Iti. The Brahman is said to be Sukrutam, the creator of itself. You can say Brahmatma Sukrutaha. Brahma Sukrutam. Tad Brahma Sukrutam Uchyate. Sukrutam Iti Uchyate. Brahman is said to be the creator of itself. So with the iti, the Rig Mantra comes to an end. Now next we have to go to next one. Tasma tat sukruta muchyata iti yadvai tat sukrutam. There onwards, Upanishad begins. Yadvai tat sukrutam. So that Brahman, yad means that Brahman which indeed, yad means that Brahman which indeed is the creator of itself, Sukrutam. That Brahman which indeed is the creator of itself, yadvai tat Sukrutam, yadvai tat Sukrutam, that Brahman which indeed is the creator of itself. Now Upanishad also repeats the same sentence. Creator of itself. Then, raso vaisaha, suddenly Upanishad changes the gender. Raso vaisaha, saha means that. Until now, yadu, tadu, we came across the neuter gender words. Hardly Upanishad changes the gender. Know why gender is changed? Because that absolute reality, all pervasive reality is the innermost self, which is there as the innermost essence of every being, everything, as one's own self, as very content of aham. Therefore, here, Upanishad suddenly changes the gender. Saha, that Brahman obtaining as the nearest to self, the Atma, is indeed Rasaha. Rasaha means what? Anandaha. Fullness of happiness. That Brahman obtaining as the nearest Atma, nearest self, Brahmatma, is indeed the fullness of happiness. Rasaha. Raso vaisaha. Rasagheva yallabdhanandi bhavati. Rasagheva yallabdhanandi bhavati. You break it. Rasam hi. Eva labdhva, rasam hi eva labdhva, ayam anandi bhavati, rasagheva yallabdhanandi bhavati, labdhanandi, there, that avagraha is there, make a note of it. Rasam hi eva labdhva, ayam anandi bhavati. So having got Ananda as the very Swarupam, I am Anandi Bhavati. I am here means what? I am means any one person, any person, I am this person, any one person, having discovered that Brahmatma, the fullness of happiness, becomes happy. Rasam hi eva labdhva. Brahmatma, who is the fullness of happiness, labdhva, having discovered, having attained Brahmatma in terms of knowledge, the fullness of happiness, the person, anyone, becomes happy, anandi. See, anandaha, noun, anandi is a neutral gender, the masculine gender word. Nakarantaha, pullingaha, anandin shabdaha. Yasya anandaha, asti saha, anandi. In feminine gender, anandini. Anandini, nandini itself is happy person, happy she. Nandi, happy he. It's a prefix, that's all. Nandati, anandati is the verb, mean the same. Nandati, anandati. Noun is nandaha, anandaha. Adjective is anandi, anandini. So rasam hi eva labdhva, anandi bhavad. Brahmatma is fullness of happiness. Fullness of happiness and Brahmatma are not two. They are not the same. But the surupam of Brahmatma is anandaha. Well, having attained rasam hi eva labdhva, having attained the Brahmatma in terms of knowledge, I am this person, becomes happy. Rasaghyevayalabdhanandi bhavati. Having said that, it means Brahmatma is the only source of happiness. We are going to see again later on. Ohevanyat kaf pranyant yadesha akasha anando nasyat. See the beautiful word. Yad yeshaha akashaha anandaha nasyat. See, akashaha means space. This is the one place where Brahmatma is also implied by the term akashaha. See, the space, the element space is said to be akashaha. Now, why? Asamantat kashate iti akashaha. The kashate means shines. I explained this word when I did Kashi Panchakam. Remember? Asamantat kashate iti akashaha. That which shines everywhere, all pervasively, is space. So that which shines everywhere, all pervasively, accommodating the all pervasive, all accommodative space is Atma. Therefore, Atma is also implied by the term akashaha. Asamantat kashate iti akashaha. This absolute reality, ultimate truth, which is of the nature of consciousness existence, is also all pervasive, shines everywhere, all over, pervading even this space, is also implementative akashaha. Eshaha akashaha. Yad eshaha akashaha, this space, this all-pervasive consciousness, which is of the nature of fullness of happiness, nasyat, if this Atma, the all-pervasive Atma, fullness of happiness, which is of the nature of fullness of happiness, is not there, then kahahi eva anyat, kahahi eva pranyat. Anyat means who would be, who would inhale. Kahahi eva anyat. Who can inhale? Kaha pranyat. Who would exhale? What does it mean? The inhalation is not possible, exhalation is not possible, no function is possible. It means nothing is possible. Existence itself is not possible. Therefore, without the Atma being available as pure consciousness, as innermost essence, the blessing of the Atma, nothing can get activated. No physiological function is possible. No function is possible. No life itself is possible. Therefore, it is said, without the blessing in terms of the form of presence of the Atma, who can inhale, who can exhale? What does it mean? It's not akshepaarthe prashnaha. This is not an actual question. Kaha hi eva anyat. Anyat. Kaha hi eva pranyat. So, kaha, who, he indeed, anyat, will inhale. The anyat, actually the ling verb, we take it as a future tense verb. Kaha hi eva pranyat, who will exhale. Akshepaarthe prashnaha. This question is only present as an objection. It means none will inhale, none will exhale. It means inhalation, exhalation, all physiological functions are not at all possible without the blessing of the Atma. So, yad yeshaha anandaha akashaha nasyat. Then, none can survive. There cannot be life. There cannot be functions. There cannot be inhalation. There cannot be exhalation. There cannot be respiration. There cannot be any function. There cannot be life at all. Therefore, having said that, yeshaha hi eva anandayati. Yadesha akasha anando nasyat kohyevanyat kaf pranyat yeshahyevanandayati. Yeshaha atma, that only truth of the whole jagat, obtaining as the nearest atma, nearest self, truth of aham alone, eshaha hi eva anandayati. It is his atma alone causes happiness, obtaining as a source of happiness. Atma hi eva anandayati. Please make a note. Nandati, anandati are the verbs. Anandayati is a causative verb. Swayam atma nandati. If a person is happy, you can say he is nandati. If he makes other person happy, anandayati. Nandati, nandayati. Anandati, anandayati. So, anandayati is the actual verb, causative verb. Anandayati is a chandasa prayogaha, Vedic usage. We don't correct the grammar there. But for conventional expression, we have to know this verb, anandayati. Not anandayati. If you write anandayati, you will get 0 mark. Therefore, for us, you should know it's anandayati. But Upanishad expression is what? Anandayati. Yeshahi heva anandayati. This Brahmatma, who is of the nature of fullness of happiness, anandaha swayam, anandaha, makes others happy. Anandayati. As remaining as the source of happiness, the bestower of happiness. Atma alone bestows happiness, remaining as the very source of happiness. This is the literal meaning of the mantra. Okay, let us go to the Bhashyam now. Asadva idamagra asit. What is asat? Always allowed to come to the Bhashyam part. Asat. Asat iti. Vyakrita namarupa visesha viparita rupam avyakritam brahma uchyate. Avyakritam brahma means what? Brahma, Brahman with the unmanifest maya is avyakritam brahma. You know why? When the power of Brahman is not manifest, Brahman is also not available for recognition. Therefore, Brahman is, there's no unmanifest Brahman. You know that. Brahman is always there. When the power of Brahman is not manifest, Brahman is not recognizable. Therefore, it is said, avyakritam Brahma. Avyakritam Brahma uchit. Asat is equal to avyakritam Brahma. Means asat is equal to maya shakti obtaining as Brahman, inseparable from Brahman. So this unmanifested, undifferentiated universe known of maya as Brahmatma is a avyakritam Brahma. What is that? Viparita rupam, the form which is contrary to the form in the form of manifested. Vyakrita namarupa visesha viparita rupam. Vyakrita means differentiated. Implies also manifested. So vyakrita. Vyakrita namarupa visesha viparita rupam. The universe that is the cosmos, the universe is available for experience in the waking state is actually a vyakrita prapanchaha, vyakta prapanchaha. And before it's available for recognition, when it is not manifest, how is it? Universe remains as Brahma in the form of unmanifest as Maya Shakti. So all the forms, names and functions which constitute the universe remain undifferentiated, unmanifested as Maya. What is Asat? Okay. Na punaha atyantameva asat, which means what? It is not absolutely non-existent. The universe was not totally, absolutely not atyantameva na asat. This universe, before its manifestation, before it became differentiated, and the universe available for experience, it was very much there. And an unmanifest, undifferentiated condition as Maya, as Brahman itself. Therefore, it was not totally, absolutely non-existent. Na atyantam asat. Atyantameva na asat. Nahi asataha sajjanma asti. Nahi asataha sajjanma asti. Again, he also refutes. Shankaracharya is very thoughtful of, very conscious of refuting the asatkaryavadis. Therefore, he says now, asataha nahi asataha sajjanma asti. The creation of the existent universe does not happen from the non-existent cause. Non-existent. asataha nahi asataha sajjanma asti. From a non-existent thing, the creation of, the origination of the existent universe does not happen. Idam iti namarupa viseshavat vyakritam jagat. Idam iti vyakritam jagat. Namarupa visesha vyakritam jagat. The universe which is now available for experience, which is differentiated with the forms and names. Agre means what? Puram. Puram means what? Before. Before means what? Utpattehe prag. Prag utpattehe. Agre is equal to puram. Puram is equal to agre. Utpattehe puram. Puram means utpattehe prag. Agre puram. Prag. Prak, agre, puram, all the words when they say. Utpattehe puram, utpattehe prak. Prag utpattehe, before its origination, before its manifestation, jagat brahmaiva asid. Jagat was there as Brahman itself. Asat chabda vacham asit. Brahman was there as, the universe was there as Brahman itself, as the meaning of the word asat. Unmanifested, undifferentiated maya shakti. This entirety of the cosmos, which is now experienced, the differentiation of forms and names, very much was there before its manifest, before origination, as Brahman itself in the form, as the meaning of the word asat, as maya, the unmanifested, undifferentiated, omnipotency, omniscience of the reality Brahman. Asat shabda vacham asit. So in this context, the word asat means what? Unmanifested, undifferentiated omnipotency. Omniscience, the omnipotency of Brahman. Omniscience is omnipotency of Brahmatma. It was there as Brahman. Tataha, asataha, from that unmanifested, undifferentiated, already existed maya shakti, which was there as Brahman. Tataha asataha. Tataha means from that, from which, from that maya shakti, which remained inseparably as Brahman, one with Brahman. Why? Sati pravibhakta namarupa visesham. Sat means tato vai sada jayata. Tataha vai sat asaj ajayata. From that asat sat ajayata. From the unmanifested maya shakti, this sat ajayata, this manifested different universe originated. Sat means what? Pravibhakta namarupa visesham. The universe constituted of pravibhakta means differentiated. Vyakrita pravibhakta means the same. this universe, the specification of differentiated forms and names, ajayata, ajayata utpannam, originated, ajayata, was born, and utpannam, originated, came into existence. So this universe of forms, names and functions, which existed already in unmanifest and undifferentiated condition alone, became manifested, differentiated. The whole word, tataha, asataha vai, sati. Sat means pravibhatta namarupa visesham, jagat. The universe of differentiated forms and names, ajayata, utpannam, originated, came into existence. So, tataha pravibhaktam karyam iti, kim tataha pravibhaktam karyam iti, karyam, no, karanam is maya sahitam brahma is karanam, and maya sahitam brahma means what? Ishvara. Maya sahitam brahma, this brahma, brahman, the absolute reality, brahman endowed inseparably with the power of maya is Ishvara. Therefore, so he said that brahma, maya sahitam brahman is karanam, maya sahitam brahman is karanam, paribhaktam karyam iti, tataha paribhaktam karyam iti kim. What is this effect? What is this product? What is this creation? What is this universe which is differentiated as more countless number of forms and names? What does it mean? We're saying it has come into existence from that Brahman. Pituhu eva putraha. Na, it is not like the origination of, it's not like the birth of a son from the father. Pituhu eva putraha na ityaha. This universe becoming unmanifested, undifferentiated universe becoming manifested and differentiated from Brahma, maya sahitam Brahma, is not like the birth of a son from the father. Tad ashat chabdavachyam swayameva atmanameva akurata kritavat. Okay, I'm going to stop now because it needs to be explained properly. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.